Welcome to WYCE's Community Connection. Community Connection is a weekly public affairs program produced in partnership with The Rapidian, a hyperlocal news service of the Grand Rapids Community Media Center. Community Connection seeks to bring you a diverse perspective of viewpoints from community leaders throughout West Michigan. I'm your host, Allison Donahue, and it is my pleasure to welcome to our program this week Hannah Molds, a Kent District Library bookmobile operator. Welcome, Hannah. Thank you for being on the show this week.
Hi, Allison. Thank you so much for having me. I'm stoked to be here.
So it's a library on wheels, the Kent District Library bookmobile, and we'll talk more about that in just a little bit. But Hannah, could you start us off with telling us a little bit about yourself and what you do at Kent District Library?
Yes, my name is Hannah. I'm a native to West Michigan, and I've been living in Grand Rapids for about 4 years now, working at Kent District Library for just over 3 years. This is my first year working in the Community Engagement Department, where, as you know, I am a bookmobile operator. So I spend my time driving the bookmobile all over Kent County, doing different programs and events, and bringing the library out to the community, out to people who maybe have a harder time accessing the library right through its doors. So we bring services to the people.
And how'd you get started at KDL, and what's kept you there?
Yeah, so I got my first library job about 5 years ago, not at KDL, and I just absolutely fell in love with working in the library and everything that the library stands for. I think I've always enjoyed reading, but for me, what keeps me working at the library is just that we're able to provide such an essential resource to our community, whether that's through books and literal resources, but also just providing a free third space for people to gather and just take care of whatever they need to take care of. So when I started working for the library, I knew that I had found what I wanted to do with the rest of my life. And so when I moved to Grand Rapids, it just made perfect sense to get my foot in the doors at KDL, and I've been loving it ever since.
That's awesome. And we're always looking for more free public third spaces here in Grand Rapids and around Kent County. Let's chat about the bookmobile.
Yes.
What's it all about and who benefits from it?
Yes. So if you've never seen the bookmobile before, it's a very big book truck. It's a fully functioning library on wheels. And the mission of the bookmobile project is to provide resources and materials to our patrons in overburdened or hard to reach communities. There are five communities that our team especially focuses our mission on. Those are communities that face barriers due to disabilities, or due to poverty and isolation, or due to discrimination, or due to violence and trauma, or due to age issues. So we intentionally engage with these communities, and we try to create programming that works for them. You can find us at different community events as well, like festivals or parades. We also partner with schools and do customized visits for schools and childcare and early learning centers. We are all over all the time doing lots of different things, and we absolutely love it.
And there is one question that everyone has been wondering. How do the books stay on the shelves while the bookmobile is cruising around town?
That is my favorite question, and I get this question truly at least once a week from all ages. So our bookmobile shelves, they are slightly slanted downward, so gravity kind of holds the books into place. Now, I can't say that they perfectly stay in place all the time. I think one time I took a turn too fast, and I want to say about 100 books fell off the shelves as I was driving, but that's very rare. Most of the time, they stay perfectly there.
All right, so they're not glued down, folks.
They're not glued or taped.
No. So switching gears a little bit, we heard that KDL, Kent District Library, is on the ballot this election for a millage decrease. It's not every day you hear about a place, especially public libraries, asking for less money. So can you break that down for us a little bit?
Yeah, absolutely. I would love to. And this is pretty historic because this is the first time in Kent County history that we are asking for a millage decrease. But yes, Kent County residents who live in our service area will be voting to renew our millage this year. This was last voted on in 2014 and expires at the end of 2024. And approximately 90% of our total operating expense is funded by the millage. So if this new millage is approved, it will secure our funding for 15 years from 2025 to 2040. And this is a reduction for taxpayers of 10.9%. And we are able to lower our millage because we are part of a thriving and growing community where new taxable real estate has produced more revenue. So this enables KDL to take the step of reducing the millage, which is a tax reduction for property owners. This reduced millage will not negatively impact the library. It will still allow KDL to continue to offer our current slate of programs and services, and we'll still be able to add new materials and new programs and events and services, just like we've always done.
So who can vote on this millage?
Yeah, so everyone who lives in Kent County, except for residents of Grand Rapids, Solon Township, Sparta Township, and Cedar Springs. So everyone in the county, except for those areas, are able to vote for this new millage.
And if you're looking for information about this millage or what else might be on the ballot, you can find that at www.accesskent.com/departments/elections if you're looking for more information there. And if you're just now tuning in to WYCE 88.1 FM, this is Community Connections, and we have Hannah Molds, a bookmobile operator for Kent District Library, here with us today. So Hannah, I also wanted to talk with you about a new over-the-phone interpretation program at KDL. Can you let our listeners know what that's all about?
I would love to talk about this new program. I'm so excited about it. So if you didn't know, more than 12% of the families that live in Kent County speak a language other than English at home. And this statistic continually increases year after year. And most of us know, yes, Spanish is by far the most common language other than English. And we're able to translate most of our materials into Spanish. But there are dozens of other languages that are spoken by thousands of people across the county. If we look at Kentwood Public Schools alone, this is one of the most diverse school districts in the state, and there are reports that their students were born in more than 60 different countries and speak more than 80 different languages. So KDL recognizes that language barriers are a huge problem, and it prohibits so many of our patrons across the county from being able to properly access the library and our abundance of resources. To address these barriers, we've created a plan of action that guarantees that all patrons have equitable access to library services and resources by hiring a third-party language service to offer immediate and 24/7 interpretation services via phone or video. We call it OPI for short, because it's OPI, over-the-phone interpretation. So if a non-English speaking patron has any questions about the library or needs any assistance whatsoever related to their library services, they can call our patron services phone number and ask for interpretation assistance in their native language. From there, our patron services department will connect them to interpretation services, and we will make sure that the patron's needs are always effectively taken care of. So we're really excited that this new program we'll be able to connect to so many of our patrons that we struggle to connect with.
Yeah, that is a huge accessibility initiative in yes. Kent District Library System. Another program through KDL is a partnership with WYCE 88.1 FM, where you are probably tuned into now listening to this program here. It's KDL Vibes. What is it? What is KDL Vibes?
I'd love to talk about KDL Vibes. So KDL Vibes is a website and streaming service, and it supports local artists and provides exposure to listeners in the community. It's kind of like Spotify or Apple Music, you know, it's just another way to stream music, but it's super focused on local artists to West Michigan. We have a jury of music community leaders and library staff that select a diverse array of musical styles to create a soundtrack for Kent County and beyond. And we license the music from local artists to make new albums available for free streaming and downloading each year. So absolutely anybody can stream the albums for free, and library card holders can download the music and keep anything in the Vibes collection. And we also pay the local artists every time they submit new music.
That's really awesome. So why do you think it's important for KDL, a library system, to lift up local artists through this program?
Yeah, well, as we know, West Michigan's musical culture is super diverse and it's always growing, but it's not always easy for everyone to access. And also, you know, CDs and vinyl, they used to be the way that people mostly came to access music in the library, but that's changing now. You know, people are more focused on streaming services on their phones or on their computers, and KDL strives to keep up with the times. So as we know, West Michigan's musical culture is diverse and it's always growing, but it's not always easy for everyone to access. And, you know, people used to come into the library more often requesting CDs and vinyl. While that's still accessible and possible at the library, we know that this is slowly decreasing and people are more interested in streaming services and getting their music online on their phones. And KDL really strives to keep up with the times. So not only did we want a service that keeps up with the times, but we want our patrons to be able to discover their wealth of today's local music and support local artists and support our music community as a whole. You know, we love to try to support local endeavors whenever we can.
That's awesome. That's what it's about. That's community connection.
Totally.
So are there any other, we're getting to the end of this conversation, unfortunately, but any other programs or fun events that you want to tell our listeners about?
Yeah, absolutely. There's always tons of stuff for all ages going on at the Kent District Library. But one thing I really want to talk about is that every fall, KDL hosts an annual statewide short story contest. It's called Write Michigan, and it's open to all ages. There's a youth, teen, and adult category, and there are cash prizes of up to $500 for the winners.
Wow.
Entries are being accepted through the end of November, so I highly recommend checking that out to any writers who may be listening. That is Write Michigan, W-R-I-T-E, Michigan.org. We also have tons of holiday break programming coming up for all ages as well. Lots of animals coming to the library. We have sled dogs, reindeer, and llamas coming to many of our 20 branches. So check out kdl.org/events for more information on that. And as always, I have to plug the bookmobile. Aside from our regularly scheduled events, we can often be seen at festivals and parades and other community events. So go to kdl.org/bookmobile to see our public schedule, because we would absolutely love to see you out on the road and sign you up for a library card if you do not already have one.
Perfect. And let us end on a high note. I'm sure that you have the best book taste working in a library. You have an unlimited amount of books available to you. So what has been a favorite book of yours that you've checked out of the library recently?
You know, this was earlier this year, but it's still one of my all-time favorites. Crying in H Mart by Michelle Zahner. I absolutely loved that book. It was very emotional. And I was able to see her when she came to Grand Rapids Public Library. So shout out to Grand Rapids Public Library for hosting her. It was so amazing to meet her and talk to her, and I highly recommend that memoir to anyone who has not read it yet.
Perfect. Perfect. Well, thank you so much, Hannah. You have been listening to WYCE's Community Connection, a weekly public affairs program produced in partnership with The Rapidian, a hyperlocal news service of the Grand Rapids Community Media Center. I'm your host, Allison Donahue. That's our program for this week. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you so much.